comments, questions? We're continuing last week's, okay, and, okay. We dealt with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Let's discuss over the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Looks like Yaakov Goldfried is not here. This is a son is making a bar mitzvah. So it's bar mitzvah of a grandson, so I guess it's also an excuse, Yaakov, okay? But usually, even a bar mitzvah, usually, we're not going to let you off that easy, but the Einikel's bar mitzvah. So Yaakov, we miss you. All right, anyway. No, Stummy's in Passaic. Anyway, like this. We had the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about, remember last week, why you don't do a Isser in order to get a Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. You can't climb a tree, you can't go out of a tchum, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Okay? Right? You can't do all these things. So the Gemara says, why not? Why can't you do these Isserim? Because Yom Tov is a loisa seh v'esei, v'ein asei doicha loisa seh v'asei. Right? Yom Tov is a loisa v'esei, and the esei is not doicha loisa v'esei. So Rishonim say, the Gemara could have said a different svara. What's the svara the Gemara could have said? Because that be'idna. Because in order to go ahead and say esei doicha loisa, you need a condition called be'idna. And since over here it's not be'idna, why? Because the maisa, when you climb the tree, you're over the very, not makayim the mitzvah till later on. The maisa you go to tchum, you're over the very, not makayim the mitzvah till later on. Therefore, there's no din of asei doicha loisa. Why did Gemara say ein esa doicha loisa ve'esei? Because that's the truth. Yom Tov is a loisa ve'esei. The Rashba adds on. That's the Ram. The Rashba adds on to that. Haraya, because there are three Amarayim who don't hold of Yom Tov being a loisa ve'esei. Because when the Gemara talks about not burning kachrim on Yom Tov, and the Gemara's maskana, which is Rabashi, is ein asei doicha loisa ve'esei, the other three Amarayim say psukim. They say psukim. And the pshanda psukim is that you don't have to say asa doicha loisa because you can burn the kachrim tomorrow. Right? You can burn the kachrim tomorrow. So why be doicha loisa? But they hold it's loisa. And that toises, come out all the Rishonim say that all these Amarayim hold. I mean, that's Pashim Shanda Gemara. Why do they need a reason of a pasuk if you have Rabashi's reasoning of ein esa doicha loisa seva esay? Because they must hold Yom Tov is only loisa seva. So how are they going to answer this Mishnah? It's a Mishnah. Mishnah says that you can't be doicha Yom Tov for Shaifer, why not? Why don't you say Esa Decha Loisa? It's not a Loisa of Esa, like the Gemara says. Teretz according to them, you're going to say Be'idna. Now, that's the other Rishay. The Rabbeinu Tam we saw, the Magen Avraham brings Rabbeinu Tam. No, Rabbeinu Tam is bothered with this. Why didn't the Gemara say Posh Be'idna? That's the foundation of Esa Decha Loisa. You need Be'idna. So Gemara should have said the reason is Be'idna. So he says, you see from this Gemara that you don't need Be'idna in Shofar. Why? Because Shofar is an essay derabim. Essay derabim, like the Magen Avraham teaches up, that you do one act and you might see others, and that's how we teach up why the two veered away from Rashi's pshat in what does it mean to go out of tchum. But that's the Rabbeinu Tam. So on that, the Turei Evan asks, so if you're telling me you don't need Be'idna over here, what's the whole reason it's not Deicha? Because Ein Essay Deicha Loisa Sev Essay. Good, that's only good according to Rashi. But the other Marayim who hold that Yom Tov is only a Loisa Seh, how are they going to answer? How are they going to answer? Why don't you Taka say, Esay Decha Loisa Seh? It's not Be'idna. You don't need Be'idna in an Esed Rab. That was the Kasha that Turi Evan asked, and that's what we left off with. Okay, that Kasha. So today we're going to answer it, Bli Neda. And Bli Neda, I mean, say, I think it's an answer, but Bli Neda will finish it. Right? The answer it is, I believe. Rabbeinus and David, it was Maskim, that's a very good time, Rabbi Shapiro, so we have good as comes. But if you want to argue, you can argue, but let's first see what we say. So to start off, we're going to say over a Vart from a Vutna. Okay, and the Vart, like I mentioned to you, that all the Rishonim say, that the other Merayim, this is very important, Sreifus Kotchim is not Deiche Yomtev. Why is it not Deicha Yom Tov? The other three Amarim say because of Pesukim. Rabashi says Loisa Seva Esei. Therefore, the Rishayim assume the other Amarim hold what? The Yom Tov is only a Loisa Seva, and that's why you need a Pesuk. But there's Rabbeinu Chanal that's mashu not that way, and there's Irain that says clearly not that way. And Bemis Taisis is bothered with it, because there's a Gemara, if you learn the Gemara in Beitza, the Gemara says in Beya, Gemara talks about doing Kisi Adam on Yom Tov, so Gemara, it's Rav, but Gemara says, no, you can't do it, because Ein Asa Dechel Oysa Vesa. So Gemara, so Taisis says, but it's Rav is speaking, and Rav is the one who doesn't hold Yom Tov as a Oysa Seva Esa. Because he has a Pasik, what?
To dig out the earth.
Yeah, to dig out the earth. The Gemara goes through that. Gufa more, Nadav Shem Iskam, Lachshen Tzicha Gufa. Right, the Gemara goes through that. So Tai says, nah, Rav meant even according to Rabashi, but the Maya says, Masha Rav agreed. So Vudno wanted to teach up the Gemara, how these Rishonim will learn, and we're going to use that in order to answer Rabbein Atam, but Rav Vudno's Vard itself doesn't answer the Kasha. But first, his Vard. And his Vard is that he wants to explain, I'm just giving you, I'm not telling you his Vard yet, why it's shaykh to say the other Marayim hold Yom Tov as a Lois of Esa. If they hold this lois of Esa, why do they need Pesukim? Why not Sreifas Kachin not Dachyam? Pashin. Ein Esa Dech Lois of Esa. Right? But he wants to explain how the other Merem hold that. So in order to explain that, we'll look on the other side of the cover sheet. Okay. Let's take a look. In the second one. Not the Kivega, the second.
Don't you say sometimes that the Pasuk is just in a slot before the Svara which you have?
So which the Svara? Which Svara? Yeah, but that if it's a smachta, it's a smachta that has no bearing on Esa. It doesn't tell you that. A smachta always has to tell you something. Don't burn kachim. Why not?
So that's
not a smachta on Lysa. It's just don't burn kachim. It doesn't matter. Okay, so what's the pshat? So let's start off with the Rambam. Look at this Rambam. Oh, Yanko. I'm sorry, we have to erase the tape. We were just had such tainas on you. A grandson's bar mitzvah, you don't come to the shir. Okay, I'm sorry. We're in Donald Kav's school. Very
good.
Huh? What? Yeah, good. You never see the Mazel Tov. The Shabbos was already, Yankel?
No.
Oh, okay. Let's take a look. Yeah, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. Listen to this Rambam. Yeah, in the second. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. Nema b'Tayra Tishbais. Is it a Rambam? It says in the Torah Tishbais. In other words, that's the essay of Shabbos. You look at the Rambam. The Rambam says that there's an essay in Shabbos. Now the Gemara never says. Interestingly, the Gemara only talks about Yom Tov. The Rambam is Moyin as a mitzvah. The Chinuch is Moina Mitzvah. Tosis assumes it's Esan Shabbos. The Rashba, the Ritva, all the Rishayim. Nowadays we have more Rishayim, Islam is more Rishayim. But the Rishayim on the Daf, the Rambam, and the Chinuch, they all say this essay. In fact, they have certain kashas because the Gemara is in Yevamos, with the Gemara talks about Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Binyan Deicha Shabbos. So they ask, Ay Shabbos, the Lais of Esan, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Tosis, they all ask this kasha. Rav Tzadik, everybody's heard of Rav Tzadik, right? So Rav Tzadik, as you know, Rav Tzadik was not born a chassid. It was more than that. He was born a misnagid. And he grew up as a misnagid. Right? Rav Tzadik came from Litta. He was a very big misnagid. Yeah. And Meridik, a genius. Rav Tzadik's genius is not the Mishnah. He wrote, when he was 9 years old, a sefer in history. We unfortunately don't have it. He wrote, I knew Yid, that Davin Meishtibel, that once told me Rav Tzadik. I didn't know who Rav Tzadik was as a kid, but he used to talk about him. He said, like, if you take a whole wall of Kisvei Yad, but they were so poor that mamash, a lot of it got destroyed. They never had an opportunity to print it. It was destroyed in the war. But at 9 years old, he wrote a book on history, all based on Chazal. So 9 years old. In other words, without using Gretz and anything like that. Through Chazal, he was a Meridik genius. And a very wealthy person took him as a son-in-law, right? And to sit and he was Mefarnesim, and she worked and she was Mefarnesim, and later on people who were jealous of him were Moitzi Shema and his wife. The Moitzi Shema, they said that he had to divorce her, that he was not allowed to live with her. And he said, Al Pidin, he has to divorce her, even though many people, there were big chashas that they did it, there was a whole fight with a shver, whatever the reason was. So he went all around Europe to get a hetamer bond because she refused to get divorced. In fact, they say he went, I think, to the Sar Shalom the Bells. The Sar Shalom the Bells told him, says, and I know she's, I think even the Devar Chaim told him, he said, maybe some of the Devar Chaim, they told him that they know for sure he's Naki, that she's Naki. And he said, you can't pass in Ruach HaKodesh, you're passing him with Lo B'Shemayim, he refused. And the Sar Shalom told him, you know, if you don't go back, terrible things are going to happen. Tzadik can you do it? Never had children. And he was, but he always held it, it was Akpada of the Gedolim that said to him that they held that he could go back. But he went around getting ahead the Meir Rabbanim. So he went all over, he held, you got to get Meir Rabbanim.
Well,
he was a Kohen too.
That's why.
Right, he was right. So he went around all Europe looking for 100 Rabbanim. He just didn't go pick up a few Shiva light to write ahead the Meir Rabbanim. He went around looking for, so he went to Poland. When he was in Poland, he met the Ishbitza. And he was so taken with the Ishbitza, he became a big chassid mayor. At the end, he became a Rebbe. But, you know, he didn't have a line. But the Lublin Chassidim, what's known as the Lublin Chassidim, Rebbe Leib Leger came after, he was a Talmud of his. But when he first met the Ishbitza told him, he doesn't stay in Taisus is Kasha, that Binyan Beis Mikdash shouldn't be Deicha Shabbos because it's Alessa. I said, because it doesn't say anywhere that Shabbos is an essay, it only says on Yom Tov. So Tzadik right away started screaming, what do you mean it doesn't say? It says in Rambam, Chinuch, Rashba, Ramban, Tosfos, Ritva, you know, he started going through the whole list of Rishonim. So Ishbitza says, yeah, but it doesn't say so in the Gemara, and you could say as far, right? And he fought with him. Later on, he wrote, and if you have the Sefer Pri Tzadik, there's a kunshus called Shvisas HaShabbos, where he defends his Rebbe's sheet, even though it's connected all the Rishonim. So Paladik is that. But Akoponim, the Rambam says there is a mitzvah. What is that mitzvah? The mitzvah is to rest on Shabbos. Nema b'teir. By the way, what the Ishbitza says, the Maram Lublin in Shabbos also says, he says he never found any Gemara that says Shabbos is an essay. But the Maisa Rishayim said. So look how the Rambam says it though. Nema b'teir. You have that, Yankel? Yeah? Nema b'teir. Tishbais. Afilu midvarim she'enu malacha. Rest even from things that are not malacha. Now, till now, how did we understand what Tishbais means? Tishbais means rest from malachas. As the Torah says, don't do malacha. What's called a malacha? A malacha is chayrish, zareya, kaisev, and so forth. Right? All the malachas that you're not allowed to do, right? That, if you do them on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, besides being oiver lav, you're oiver an essay. It's an essay. It's lav or lav, belavet, like the Masses. Yom Tov, lois of essay. Zokta Rambam, afil medvarm she'en malachim, chayv lishmeis behen. You're obligated to rest, to cease, for even things are not malacha. Like what?
Oh,
well, it's not that possible. Oh, vedvarim harbe hein she'asu chachamim meshum shvus. And there are many things that chachamim asid meshum shvus. That we all know, this is a shvus, that's a shvus. So we know shvus means a derban, even though the word doesn't mean that. The word shvus means don't do. But you assume the chazal used it as a word shvus. But so the Rambam's bothered, but it's daimed to the word tishbais. So Rambam keeps going, Mein dvar masum neshem daimed malachas. There are certain things also because they look like malachas. Mein dvar masum gzeira, shema yava behenis eskilu, ve'elehen, and so forth. So the Magad Mishnah, what's the Rambam talk about? L'chayru, if it's deraisa, what does it mean, dvar harbe hein she'asu chacham? Zok the Magad Mishnah, take a look. See what the Magad Mishnah? Nema b'toy tishu v'da. Kavanas rabbein. What the Rambam means to say is, Sha'atayra asa prate amalachas muvaras api dechshans bayan yinayim nishoyen. Right? The Torah asked certain malachas. What the malacha is, what the shir is. Vadayin al ya adam yachol yais amal bidvarim she'en amalacha yis kol hayayim. A person could be busy the whole day doing things which are not malachas. Lekach amr Torah tishbois. The Torah said, don't do. Stop. The chen kos ramban. Now, is there a chumash here by any chance? Somebody yikra? Oh, no, I need a ramban, sorry. With a ramban. With the ramban. Okay, good. Yeah. So this is a ramban. The fair shatayr shalom. So I'm going to read you the ramban. Ramban in Parshas Emor. If you don't mind, just the Rambam Zmanim, the Frankel Rambam Zmanim. Thank you. It's in Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Chof Dalet. I'm talking Rosh Hashanah. Be'echa l'choy shiyeh lechem Shabbos soin. Zog the Rambam. Oh. Shiyeh yayim shvitzah nuchwa. V'amur b'seinu Shabbos an essay hu. It's an essay. V'hinei ha'oysa melacha b'yamtav oiva b'lav v'essay. A person does melacha, he sows with E, sows with O, whatever he does, he's over an essay. Elav an essay. Vashayvis, but if you rest, Makayim essay. It's also Makayim an essay. When Minchas Chinuch goes into that, the Ramban, it seems, it's only an Issa essay, it's a Kiyim essay. Okay. Then he goes into it. And all the Moedim have this. He says it. So he says, the Gemara goes, he brings a Bryce in Sifri, in Mechilta, or Sifri, I think it is, that, or Sifra, that it says, Isav Tishbois, Dvarim, that are Shvusim, so he says, what do you mean Shvusim? If it's it was a smach, then not a smach, it goes to, all right, we'll just, so he says like this, Venerally, listen to this, Shamejazer Loimashin, it's Tavinu Minatayra, we command him Minatayra, Liyais Lanu Menucha B'yomtif, Teresa and Yomtov Shabbos too, right? Afilu medvarim she'einan malacha. Even to things that are not malacha. Loi sheyitrach kol hayom limdoit atvuos. A person shouldn't be busy. No, it's technically, a person can go ahead and run a whole business on Shabbos, right? What's the big deal? You have gramophones and you have this. Nowadays it's, you have all kinds of ways. Besides with a guy. The whole day he's busy. His wife will make him move the furniture. What are you doing? It's an Erev. You're moving in the same house. Why not? He says, if the city's surrounded, in other words, it's 100% a good Erev. You'll use trucks. I mean, trucks you can, but you'll use chamayim, v'afyayim, v'anoven, and you'll do everything. You'll have the store open, and you'll buy shulchan, and so forth and so forth. And you'll be busy all day. So what? He says, Shabbos means it should be a day of rest, right? A day of rest. Loi yom teirich, v'zeu pirshu teirich. And then he brings a mechilta this way, that's masha that way, and he says, that's Shabbosan. He says, and you have to say that way, because if not, then he says, batl tama teirich. Because the Torah says, l'man yanuach. A person should rest on Yom Tov. And if you're going to be busy the whole day doing things on Amalacha, the tama pasuk is batl. So zokta magmisha, that's what he means too. It means b'deraisa, and this is the Rambam l'shitah. So the Rambam holds that there's certain psukim in the Torah that the Torah says something zasa, but we don't know what it is. And the Chachamim defined this for the mashal, the Rambam shita by Yom HaKippurim, that the Dalit Inuyim are deraisa. So all the Rishonim ask, how could there be such a shita? A melech is allowed to wash your face, a kal is allowed to wash your face. If it's deraisa, since when is there hetter for melech? So if you're dirty, a person goes to the bathroom and he's dirty, he's allowed to wash himself with water and so forth. Right? Why? A midwife needs shoes, she's allowed to wear shoes. It's muddy, like the old days when we didn't have streets, they used to go to shul with shoes. Right? Why? Because they didn't have sneakers and used to go with socks. So in the streets, they got dirty. Why? Because it's not for tainug. Who cares? If it's deraisa, it's deraisa. So the Magen Mishnah says, because it doesn't say in the Torah, don't wear shoes. Then it's also, it doesn't say don't wash your face. It says, Inuyim. It says Shabbos. Rest. What is the... So the Torah told us, the Chachamim defined. What is? You can't do a rechitz of tainug. If it's not tainug, like a melech, like a kala, like somebody's dirty, a midwife and so forth, then you're allowed to do it. Another place you find the Rambam Akiva, where is? Cholamoy. Right. The Rambam Sheet is Cholamoy is the Raisa. Tais says all kinds of kashas. I can say Cholamoy is the Raisa. this thing's mutter, that thing's mutter. The Torah says, because it does say in the Torah, behed your chalmaid's mutter. It says, chalmaid is a kaddish. Kaddish for what? So that it was given over to chalmaid, they define it. So the Magmishah, that's what the Rambam holds here too. The Torah told us, tishbais, it should be a yay menucha. What does that mean? Chazal defined, that means according to Ramban and Rambam, not every shvus is a derabbanan. You can't just go ahead and be makel. But we have paiskim that tell us, you can be makel this, makel that. According to Ramban, you have to know really how you know it from. But there could be certain shvusim that you even is a derais. That's the Ramban. Okay.
How do you know that the Ramban
talks about Shabbos also? He says, because he brings the Manya Nuach, he brings Shabbos too. And he brings it in the parsha of Shabbos. I don't remember where it is exactly, but I'll tell you in a second. In Kedoshim, the beginning of Kedoshim, the Rambam brings this Bekitza, and he says it's going on Shabbos. Yeah. Chayn be'inyan on Shabbos, when he says Kadeshim to you, not to be a novel b'shus ha'tayra. So on that he says, Chayn find inyan Shabbos. Asa malach v'lav, v'atrachim be'esa kloli shenem tishbois. Tishbois is written by Shabbos. Shabbos is Yom Tov, okay? So he says it clearly there. Okay.
When he said that there's some Shabbosim that are derisive,
yeah.
The Shabbosim is usually a negative thing. So that's always the
Rabbanim,
it's just that there's a question of Rabbanim.
Right.
So for instance, if there's a Sopik,
that's the question. How can you be maker? You have to know when you could be. It's a good point. But that's the question. According to Ramban, how do you know to say something is a derbona that you can be maker? Maybe it's a deraisa. According to him,
it's essay. That's
not a derbona. No. It's a deraisa. Nemar
b'ter. No, but that is the kind. That's the mitzvah.
So what is it?
But is there a sotik in a shavuos?
Why not? Because that shavuos might be a deraisa. Because the chacham I'm touching up, this is a steer of the kedushas yom. Yeah, that's what
they never made it. They said this
shavuos
is going to be a deraisa level
shavuos. Sure, he's saying this, that this is a din deraisa. Ramban clearly says it's a din deraisa. This. It's not a derabbanan. It's a din deraisa. But it's an essay. I don't know in what level it's that. What, you could be makel?
Yeah.
How?
But
it's not a suffix derabbanan. That's the point. So you can't. You have to know where and when. But that's what the Ramban is saying. Okay. Akoponim, this is the Ramban. Now, here's what Vutnas Chiddush. How do you usually understand the Ramban? So let's give him just a mashal. What if you, according to Ramban, we'll call it, and that's all the Achrayim, we'll bring this Ramban, always called the Ramban holds, you're not allowed to do something which is a stira to Kedushas Shabbos, Kedushas Yom Tov. You can't do something which is a stira to Kedushas Yom Tov. Right? You can't do something which is a stira to Kedushas Yom Tov. Opening up a store the whole day is a stira to Kedushas Yom Tov. Now, let's say your wife tells you, you know, move the beds from this room to this room. So you'll tell her, listen, the Ramban says it could be, it's a stira to Kedushas Yom Tov, right? Sounds a sweat like me. I mean, to carry all these beds and furniture. Right, the Ramban says it. You can have a city with losses and you can be busy. Okay, good. So what if your wife tells you, carry a plum to the next door neighbor? What are you going to tell her? On Shabbos. Not neighbor. What are you going to tell her? It's also, what, you're going to tell her it's a steward of Kedushas Yom Tov? Is that it's a big deal to
carry?
Well, it's not a big tircha.
I carry my saber.
Yeah, for cat. I carry some beans in my pocket. So that's a steer. Marty, what do you say?
It's too relative. What is a Marty?
Yes, I'm saying, is that a steer? I mean, I don't think any of us will say, if your wife asks you to deliver to next door neighbor, a pea pod, whatever you call it, a little item that's called a tircha, right? But why can't you? So what would you tell her? What, you can't do it? Because if I do, then what?
You're over
shot. What am I over? Yeah, I mean, what? A lav, an essay? I'm not over an essay? No, I'm over an essay too. Malacha. Yeah, Shabbos.
I think there's an Erev here.
What Erev here?
The whole concept that...
No. Ramban is... Wait. Lawyer, you got to listen to what the judge says. Listen, that's what he's talking about. I'm talking about you and your wife. You're in Brooklyn. Stam Shabbos, no Erev. And you, what are you going to tell your wife? What are you going to tell your wife? It's awesome because it's a lav. Are you going to say it's an essay too, to get the point across? Of course. You're even an essay. What's the, she says, wait a minute, I learned the Ramban. The Ramban says the essay is Techa Yamta. He said, that's what you learned in seminary, but I know better. Right? It's an essay to do Malacha too. Now, are you right or not? So the Minchas Chinuch seems to say, you're right. Rav Lipner says, no. Why? Of course you're over an essay. But why are you over an essay? So the Minchas Chinuch understands, because the Minchas Chinuch has this shaila. I just want to bring out, this Minchas Chinuch is not in the gear so much, it's just to bring out the point. Yeah. The essay, according to this Ramban, is a woman chayev in the essay of Shabbos. She chayev in the essay of Shabbos.
Yes.
What? Why?
She can't be such a condition. Shabbos.
But it's an essay Shazman Grammar.
Shabbos,
Yom Tov. Let's talk about Yom Tov. Okay, let's talk about Yom Tov. Let's talk about Yom Tov. Okay. Shabbos, I can fight with you about it too. But let's talk about Yom Tov right now. Huh? Yom Tov. Is a woman chayev in the essay? Right. So what would you say? So we know it's machoik's rishonim stop. Tosfos says they're not. The rishonim Rambam Chinuch say women are. Women are chayv in essay. Yom Tov, the rishonim Rambam, other rishonim say women are chayv. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch. He says, but once why? So he says, so there's different reasons. Right now it's not negeya. There are all different reasons. We've had shiurim about it. But one of the rishonim, some rishonim say the reason is because what's the essay? The essay is not to do malacha, right? So why should they be potter? Because the essay shows man grammar. But we know they can't do malacha. Why? Because the lab says don't do malacha. So you can't make a woman potter because of a technicality. We know a woman is not allowed to do malacha. And if the Torah said a malacha is allowed for essay, women have to have that essay too. Comes along to the Minchas Chinuch and says, wait a minute. But that's only if the essay is telling you not to do malacha. But according to this Ramban that tells you essay not to do things which is steer the Kedushas Yom Tov, then a woman is potter. Because that's stam an essay. It has nothing to do with malacha. A woman wouldn't have this essay. Good. You can argue under Minchas Chinuch, but let's just bring it out. So he says, I'd reshain him say the chayiv. He says, well, there's two parts to the essay, which is a stam amayit chish. One part is not to do malacha. That woman a chayiv. The other part, the Ramban, is not to do things with steer the Kedushas Yom Tov. That a woman is part of it. Of course, the Minchas Chinuch is a very strange thing to say, the Davar Muzer, to split an essay into two. But what do you see from the Minchas Chinuch? That he's understanding two parts. In other words, if your wife tells you to carry on Shabbos a little arbis for the Shom Zacha, right, that's not a steer to Kedush Yom Tov, but it's a malacha, and you're even essay. Rav Lipner said, no, that's not what I'm saying. The Isser essay, it's not that there's an essay for malachas, and that essay is also for Techa. The essay is not to do a stira to Kedushas Yom Tov. That's it. To Kedushas Shabbos. What's wrong if I write a little olive bays? Because it's a malacha. Since it's a malacha, memela it's a stira to Kedushas Yom Tov. You hear? The malacha makes it a stira to Kedushas Yom Tov. The fact that there's a malacha, that the Torah has it, that's why it's in our mind, what's the big deal to carry a plum to a neighbor outside? What's the big deal to write olive bays for cat? I want to know where I owe somebody money. It lies on, so I write down, somebody owes me money, even better. Right? So big tich, I enjoy it. Somebody owes me money. Tara says, alav, lamates malach. Memele it's a steer to Kedush Yom Tov. What, do you hear the difference? No, it's a lav, but the reason you over says is not because a malacha has an essay too.
But in the case of non-malacha,
it's a non-malacha, then it's only an essay, of course. That's poshut. That you don't need the Rav Lipner's word. But you hear the Knech, what Rav Lipner is saying. The Knech is, not the pshat is that when you do a malacha, you also have an essay because there's an essay on a malacha. But because the Ramban teaches up the essay is a steer to Kedushas Yom Tov, doing a malacha is a steer to Kedushas Yom Tov. You follow the difference?
It's all under the same rubric of
steer. It's all the pshat is a steer to Kedushas Yom Tov. Certain things are steer to Kedushas Yom Tov because Chazal understood a steer, not because we... Right? You tell your wife, I don't want to do this. It's just too bad. Chazal didn't ask it. You're allowed to do it. It's what Chazal asked. Okay? Chazal understood the state of Kedushas Yom Tov. Then there are certain things that maybe Chazal wouldn't have been able to see it that way. I don't know. That's not for us to judge. But the pshat is, they know it's a state of Kedushas Yom Tov. Why? Because the Torah said it's Asa. And if it's Asa, you're not allowed to put a seed into the ground. Why? What's the big deal to put a seed in the ground? Because the Torah said it's a malacha. It's a malacha, it's a seed of Kedushas Yom Tov. Not that a malach is even asked to. Oh, so what does he gain with this pshat in Ramban? So he said, I'm married to Gevart with it. Meila, he said, although the first time right. Why can't you burn Kachem and Yom Tov? Why can't you burn Kachem? So the Gemara asked, you should be able to burn Kachem and Yom Tov. Why? Essay Dachalais. What did these Amorim answer? You have a Xeris Akasim. The question is, why didn't they answer Essay Dachalais Seva Essay? The answer is very simple. Because first you have to judge the act. Is an act that's mutter or act that's asa? If you say asay deichalois asay, the act is an act that's mutter. Therefore, I can't call it an asay, because what's the pshat an asay? Asay, in other words, when you do a malacha and yomtiv, why are you over an asay? Not because the malacha has an asay, it's not the malacha is attached, because you did a steer in a kedushas yomtiv. You wrote on yomtiv, you did things you're not allowed to do on yomtiv. But over here, you're allowed to do it on yomtiv. Why? You're allowed to do it on Yom Tov, because Asay Deichalaisa said. So first you have to judge, is there an Asay Deichalaisa? Is this act that's Mutta? Burning by itself is not a steer to Kedushas Yom Tov. It's only a steer to Kedushas Yom Tov because you're being Oivanis of Malacha. Therefore it's a steer to Kedushas Yom Tov. Therefore it's an Asay. So the other Marim said, wait a minute. But over here you're allowed to burn on Yom Tov, because Asay Deichalaisa said. You're allowed to do Mila on Yom Tov, because Asay Deichalaisa said. Right? Mila Shubazmana, that is. Oh, once it's asay, deichalois asay, there is no asay. So, be karain, they, in the side, in the foundation of it, they hold, we agree with you that Yom Tov is a lois of asay. But over here, you couldn't apply it. In other words, other places the Torah said lois of asay, the Torah said this act is a lois of asay. So, asay can't be deichalois of asay. There's a lois of asay in this act. Over here, there's no asay on this act. It's not like there's an asay on burning. If you're doing something which is a steer to Kedushas Yom Tov, you have an essay. What makes this a steer to Kedushas Yom Tov? Because the Torah said it's asa. But over here the Torah said it's mutter. Because I say
dechalois asa. Yeah. But the whole lumdus is that the essay strengthens the law.
Right. Does my number, if you don't mind, just put it.
Ain essay dechalois asa, yes, because the essay strengthens the law, and I don't have any more essay than
right.
The law.
Right.
So that can't work over here.
Why?
Because... Once I have the essay
of Shabbos, I don't.
So that strengthens the law.
Right, but I don't have. That's the point. I don't have. That's what he's saying.
Why?
Because the pshat is, I have to look at the act, the isolated act, and the isolated act is mutter to do.
No. See?
What?
First, he's saying essay deichalav.
Right.
Therefore, he's saying lav. Is
mitcha. Right, and therefore it's a maisa that's mutter.
And I don't have the essay.
Right.
But I don't have the essay being deicha the lav because the lav is so strong.
No, it's not the lav is so strong. First of all, that's a machoikas mishayim. That's two sheets mishayim. Secondly, over here it's not shaykh over here to say that. Because since this act is an act that essay dechalaisa, there's nothing strong about it. And you don't have to learn that way. Taisa says different shot, it's just mathematical. Because you have a lois of essay. What you're saying is a one sheet and taisis, so we don't have to say that. Even if you're naniach, you could say that. But over here, you know, let's go with the other sheet if it makes it easy. Yeah.
So am I understanding correctly, that there's really never any case of essay because if it's mutter, there's no essay.
Well, in this case, because that's what Shabbosan is, other places wouldn't be that way. You have other taisis in the Torah, for instance, right, where there's a lois of an essay, the act itself is a lois of a coin's abi matam itself, it's a lois of an essay. So that's where it is. It's then you're right, then it's stronger. If it's stronger, you can't be deich. But over here, it's only an essay because the act is also. But over here, you first have to do that. So what does Ravashi hold?
So if the act is not also, then there's no essay.
There's no essay, exactly, because he says that. What does Ravashi hold? Ravashi holds, you don't look at the isolated case. You look in general, or maybe according to David said, that you could go ahead and say that the pshat is cut, burning has an essay on it. It's a lois of essay. You look at the issur itself. And maybe it's lois of essay. But anyway, that's what Vutnas Vart, and that's why the other Merim could hold lois of essay. That's a very nice word. it doesn't answer the three evidence kasha yet, because self called self, even though they hold it's a license of an essay, but still the essay is deichem license. The only reason the surface kachim is not deichem because you could do it tomorrow. Obviously shayfi, you can't do it tomorrow. So therefore, the kasha still comes back in, but at least now we know of Hutnesvart and we're going to use it later on. Now, that's of Hutnesvart and we'll see how we use it. So now to start answering the two Yevon, we'll bring a kasha from Rav Kiveika. Now, what does the Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam says, the two Yevon's kasha is that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam holds that you don't need Be'idna by Esed Rabbim, so other Amorayim who hold that Yom Tov is only a Loisa said, why don't you say it's Decha? Even not Be'idna. The Gemara says Loisa Be'esei, but according to them it's not a Loisa Be'esei. Even according to Vutnes Vart, they hold your Oiver Loisa Be'esei, but wherever you have Esed Decha Loisa, you don't have a Loisa Be'esei. And over here you don't have the same reasoning as Kachim to wait till tomorrow. So Kasha still exists. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam is a Das Yochid. All the Rishayim don't hold. They don't hold there's such a thing as Esed Rabbim. They don't hold of Esed Rabbim. So Kiveg asks, he doesn't understand, how could you argue on Rabbeinu Tam? L'chayre, he says, it's a Mufurusha Gemara. It's a Mufurusha Gemara. Let's learn the Gemara. The Gemara we did last week. But we'll see Rav Kiveg. Amnam. You see Rav Kiveg? Amnam. He talks about Dain Yikshim, Mashikasa Aran, Barosh Hashanah. Right, that's the round we did. The Larav Chodemilsa, the Gemara said it, just Larav Chodemilsa, just extra. The Nukat Esav Eloise. Ap Eloise said, great, that even if Yom Tov was only Esay, Loi Dachinen, the Loi Hevi Be'idna. Ubezei Yiksha, let's ask a Kasha. B'Shaifer L'Tzarech Tzibor, Lo Be'inen Be'idna. De Be'ziko Yerabim L'Tzarech Be'idna Kabay B'Shichver. You remember the Gemara, it says, and the Magen Avraham brings the Shibor Lekit, B'Shem Rabbein Atam. So he says, he doesn't understand how the Vishem can argue Rabbein Atam, the Chayra, it's a Mufurshi Gemara. Well, the Gemara we learned last week. The Gemara says that the Belazah needed a minion for whatever reason he needed a minion, but he needed a minion. So he walked into and he had an Eved, the Eved was there, and he was Meshacher his Eved. Frank the Gemara, how could you be Meshacher Eved? Call him Meshacher Be'avda is over Be'essay. And why is this essay stronger than this essay? So Gemara says, it's an essay. So he says, well, he was Deichid with essay of Nekdashki B'Sach B'Nei Yisrael. He says, Ma'ul Me'hai Yesay, Me'hai Yesay. Essay the Rabbim Shine. It's essay the Rabbim. It's Deichid. The essay of a minion is essay the Rabbim. Right, you misak other people with the mitzvah, and esav meshachar avda is only esay the yachid. I with the beidna over there, you meshachar the eved, and later on, you have the minion, right? It's not beidna. That's his kasha. He says akuponim is muchach mehid shuchah the law. You don't need beidna over there. You meshachar the eved, and wasn't beidna. Zulus shenema. Unless we'll say the second paragraph, it's not such a raya. The yesh loymar. The shichur chayu beidna. The muscle ever a shtar shiuchal shibay suega shayim kaddish kedusha. He says he gave him a shtar shichur that should be chal the exact moment that they were going ahead and say kedusha. He said that's shver, right? So he goes into maybe what this is this type of mitzvah. This, but anyway, that's Rav Kiveiga's kasha. Now, the kasha, I mean, so Rav Kiveiga, but it's a pal. It doesn't really, if you think about it, it's not. It doesn't seem to be a kasha. That's what we're going to go with. I mean, I don't say Rav Kiveiga couldn't say what we're going to say. It's posh. What's the case of Rav Kiveiga's case? What's the case? What's the problem? The problem is you have an essay, you're not being Meshacher Eved, and you have an essay of Nikdashi B'Sach Ben Esau. So if not for that it's Esau the Rabbi, what would you say? What would you say? Why would you say, my ulme? Why is this essay from an essay? In other words, when you have an essay versus an essay, what do? Shevel, you don't know what to do, so you don't do it, right? When you have an essay versus a loisa say, what do you do? What do you do? What? Why? No, because it's stronger. Because there is a kasa. It's a rule that we learn. Because you learn that from shatness, since it's bekoyim, that you're allowed to do it, right? Oh. So now, what if we wouldn't have a Xeris HaKosov? What if you wouldn't know shatnez, since it's made out of shatnez? What would we say? Sheval tasa. Why? So over there you'd say the opposite, if anything. Not that you don't know. Because Eloisa says stronger than Essay. Essay, it's a sheval tasa. Eloisa says kumvasay, you're doing something, you're getting malchus. That's poshuk. The Gemara's mashing away. The Gemara says in Yevamot, Eloisa says chomim me Essay. Oh, so how do we know Essay's deicha Eloisa say? Because you have a gzeris akosv. That means it's not logical, it's a gzeris akosv. That gzeris akosv, right, this is the kunchus achon shagas ayasas, tells us that you need be'idna. Why? Because since Essay deicha Eloisa say is a chiddush, and the place you find it is where tzitzis b'shatnez, so it has to be like tzitzis b'shatnez, which is be'idna. It has to be at the same time. But an Essay deicha an Essay, that we don't have a pasuk. So why do we find sometimes in Shas, for instance, Karban Pesach is deicha this, because it's Essay the Karos. Simchas Yom Tov is deicha Avelis, so Chumatz on a person's an Avel on Yom Tov, he doesn't keep Avelis because you have the Essay of Yom Tov. Of Simchas Yom Tov, because Esed the Rabbi.
It's like a kosher game.
Kosher game.
You tell me, if you didn't have a pasuk that you wouldn't think that the Asa is going to do it to those Asa, because it's more common.
Right.
So, but once you have a pasuk that tells you that you can do it that way, so you say, well, you can be doing it to those Asa, so why should Asa be doing it to the Asa?
Because they're both equal.
So, straight again, it's different.
So, what is it? One second. What? They're both equal. So, Mecha Taisi. Essay's deicha, that's my ulmeh, is that, that's, Essay's deicha loisa
sebe.
So which one is deicha which, Rabbi? Which one? Which one is deicha which? Which one? No, you wouldn't know. You can't learn enough. Essay's deicha loisa, but you can't say one essay versus an essay. Alright? The answer is, Essay the Rabbim, Essay the Karas, the Gemara has all kinds of reasons. What is that? That's not exactly because of, that's logic. That's the ends justifies the means. Weak, in other words, Chazal understood Esed the Rabbim is stronger than Esed the Yachad. Esed the Karas is stronger than Esed doesn't have Karas. So what makes, gives you the right to be Deicha? Logic. In logic, you don't need Be'idna. If the Svara is the ends justifies the means, then you don't need a Svara. You don't need a Gzeres HaKosev, it's a Svara. That's a pshat. And Taisus really says, you look, there's a few Taisim shots, that you don't need be'idna by Essay Deicha Essay. Why? Why don't you need Essay Deicha Essay by Idna? Because it doesn't go with the parameters of a Gzeres HaKosev. It's a Svara. That's a Pshat in Taisus. Although Taisus says all over, Essay Deicha Essay doesn't need be'idna. Why? If you're learning out from Essay Deicha Loisa, it sure does need be'idna. Taisus has nothing to do with Essay Deicha Loisa. So if Kivegis Kasha is not sure, eh? What's his Kasha? He says, how could we show him arguing Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam says, by Essay the Rabbi, you don't need be'idna. You see from the Gemara. The S of Nikdash is Deicha S of Dolim Batsavadu, not Bidna. Right? Unless you come up with some weird case. No! Pshat is called an Essay, the Rabbim, is Deicha S of Dolim Batsavadu. It has nothing to do with S of Deicha S. It has to do with logic. If it's with logic, therefore what? You don't need the Svar of Bidna. Okay. That's what you see from this. Now, so let's now go to the Etzim Svarah of Rabbeinu Tam. Let's go to the Etzim Svarah of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that an Esed the Rabbim is Deicha alav, even where it's not Be'idna. Okay, that's his Chiddush. Where did he get this Chiddush? From the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Because he's bothered. Why did the Gemara say Yom Tov is not Deicha, Shreif is not Deicha, Yom Tov? Because, like, so why didn't the Gemara say it's not Be'idna? So the Rabbeinu Tam took out from that Gemara, what did he take out? That when it, you talk about Esed the Rabbim, you don't need Be'idna. It's a klal gadol, you always need Be'idna. The Tarsus, the Gemara seems to say not right. So what's shot in the Gemara? Al kochenu, we're forced to say that the essay of Shefer that's deich, that would have been deich yamtiv, has nothing to do with the gzeres akasim. What does it have to do with logic? It's just like an essay deich an essay, because it's svara, the ends justify the means. Chazal understood that the essay of the rabbim is so strong. Of course, it's not for us to decide it. We see from the Gemara, the Ben Tam's learning after Gemara. An essay of the rabbim is so strong that it should be deich loisase. With what koyach? Not with the koyach of exeris akosim, with the koyach of logic, of the ends justifies the means. So if it's a koyach of the ends justifies the means, you don't need bidna. Again, because essay deich loisase, that has no logic to it. Loisase is stronger than an essay. So why is it deich? Exeris akosim. So if it's exeris akosim, you have to go with exeris akosim. And what's exeris akosim? That's to be bidna. That's how the Reb Chaim also says it. Reb Chanan brings Reb Chaim said that's the aside of Beidna. Beidna is because you learn out from Esed Dechosa. Reb Chanan brings it in Kovitz Aris. It's a Kuntris Achun in the Shagasai. Back of the Shagasai, nowadays they print in the bottom. There was, I think it was the Talmud of the Shagasai, wrote a sefer called Kuntris Achun. He says this far. But you hear. But if you say Esed the Rabbim is Dechaloisa, even not Beidna, Al Kochenu, we are forced to say that it's not a svara, that it's not a gzayas akosim, it's a svara. Oh. So what do we gain from this? It's a mara de gazaf. There's Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Nissim going. Now if you look at the bottom, you see where it's, there's a hand, you know, the brackets? Yeah. So it's 1, 2, 3. It's 3 paragraphs, a little too long. I'll tell you b'kitzah what Rabbeinu Nissim going said. Rabbeinu Nissim going, he brings a, like this. What's a pshat asa dechalaisa? So poshut you learn. Asa dechalaisa means you're doing a lav. But the Torah says you're allowed to do this lav. Why? Because since it's be'idna at the same time that you're doing a loisaseh, so you say aseh decha loisaseh. So the Nissim going, the Rishon says, no, that's not pshat. What's the pshat? Pshat is the Torah told us, don't wear shatnez. The Torah also told us at the same time, right, wear tzitzis, to next each other. It's like b'diba echa nema, meaning the Torah says, don't wear shatnez. But if the only way you can be Mekayim Tzitzis right now, that baggage you're wearing, is with shatness, there is no Isser of shatness. In other words, the din of Asse Dechalois Asse is Hutra, not Dechuye. Now, what do those terminologies mean? It's not for the scope of the share. It's Gemara's. There's something called Dechuye and Hutra. We know. The Gemara says Nafka means with Dechuye and Hutra. It's not clear what those Nafka means are. We know it's like Pekuach Nefesh is that way, those who were. Pekuach Nefesh is Tchuya, Hutcha, there's all kinds of big talk about that. But there is a reality called Tchuya and Hutcha. In other words, it's not the Pshat you're being over in Aveira, but you're allowed to do an Aveira to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Pshat is you're not over Aveira. Just like nobody in their right mind would say, well, no, Yavam is Boyle Yavama, he's being Boyle his sister-in-law. It's a sister-in-law, but not, it's not a Eishes Achiv. The Issa fell away, there's no Issa. No, let's mind the poly. It's not you're doing. You're not doing an issa. Issa falls away. There's no issa. The Torah didn't give this. Reb Nissim Goyen learns every issa dechalos says that way. The issa falls away. The issa doesn't exist, right?
So then, obviously, you wouldn't be mitzvah tal of koi.
By what?
If one issa fell away, then another issa could fall away. By mitzvah tal of koi.
That's the Gemara.
By multiple.
Ben, that's ain't issa not two issa dechalos. Why are you bringing that in?
Because
you're learning daf yomi. So over 100 blood ago, so you forgot. That's not to do with Esed Dechalosa, that's to do with Enes Echalalusa. We're up to now. Mitla Talakai is not to do with Esed Dechalosa. You got two Gemaras mixed up. Enes Echalalusa, not Esed Dechalosa. Mitla Talakai is not a Gemara's expression by Esed Dechalosa. Anyway, you hear? The shot is that you look at just the he says at the end, he says, with this, he's Miyashiv a Kasha that people ask. The Kasha is a Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara asks, how could Esed Dechalosa Alaysa says, Muhammad Gemara says, the Tarot says, according to Rav Nissim Goyen says, very good, why? An essay is Deicha Laysa say, why? Because there is no Laysa say.
Why
do
you call Deicha?
Oh, that's a good point. Taisis in Brachas and Davchof in the Sugya of Kovar Abiyas seems to mention that, because Taisis, he says, why is it called Deicha? You have to say it's a lav Davchof, but right now we'll leave that. That's a good point. Taisis in Brachas and Sugya of Kovar Abiyas. Anyway, that's what Rav Nissim Goyen Sicha says, it's called Hutch. Oh. So now, let's go back to Avot Nesvart. What was Avot Nesvart? Avot Nesvart was that the other Merayim holds that Yom Tov is a Lois of Esed. Aye, so why did they say Sveifus Kachem is Esed Deicha Lois? I said, why? Because it's not a steer to Kedushas Yom Tov. Why is it a steer to Kedushas Yom Tov? Because Esed Deicha Lois is Esed. So I want to say, this is my Chiddush, that when can you say Avot Nesvart that it's not a steer to Kedushas Yom Tov? That's if you go Reb Nissim Goyen. The act you did is hutra. You didn't do anything wrong. So it's not a steer to Kedushas Yom Tov. There's no assay. Very good. So there's no assay because it's not a steer to Kedushas Yom Tov. Why? Because assay dechalois assay. Right? And therefore you should be able to burn kachem yom tov for the gzayasa kozim. And the two heavens kashas, so let's be decha yom tov for shayfa. Shayfa you can't do tomorrow. It's not like shayfa's kachem yom tov tomorrow. So no. Because shayfa is decha yom tov for what reason? Because it has a dechalois assay or because of a svara. It's a svara. If it's a svara, that means Chazal waited. They said, should I do the lav? I should do the essay. That's not chutra, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. That's tchuya, according to Rabbeinu Nissim, that is. In other words, when can I say something is chutra? When it falls into parameters of esed d'chaloisism. That's be'idna. If something is done even at be'idna, then what is it? Then it's tchuya. Because Chazal just said, wait a minute, should I do this essay? Should I do this essay? So you're allowed to be deicha. You're being over an essay, v'loilam b'em tavaydu. But I'm doing it for a higher reason. The ends justifies the means. I did an issa, but the ends justifies the means. I got to do something. Shaif is also, the ends justifies the means. I'm fixing the shaif now to blow later. Aitzah be'idna has nothing to do with essay deicha loisis. Has to do with svara. If it's a svara, then you can't say you're not doing an issa. If it's an isser, if it's a maisa isser, therefore it's a steer to kedushas yamtiv. So what will the other marim hold? It's a loisa seva esse. And that's the Gemara's teretz, ein esse dechol seva esse. When can I say Rav Hutna's Vart? I can say Rav Hutna's Vart, what you're doing with be'idna, and it's hutra, according to Nisim Goyen. If it's hutra, you didn't do anything wrong. If it's hutra, it's not a steer to kedushas yamtiv. But if it's tchuya, and that's what not be'idna is, you're doing an act that's not be'idna, and therefore it's the ends justifies the means, it's not a maisa mut, it's a maisa usur, but you're doing it for a higher reason, which is shayfer, therefore that is a steer to kedushas yamtiv. A steer to kedushas yamtiv, Gemara says, everybody holds its yamtiv as a list of essay, and Rabbein Tam is fine.
Okay, it turns out that a essay derabim is really worse, because an essay derabim makes it that it's only the chuyah.
Right. Right.
But an essay, the Rabbi was saying is so
right. Wrong. Where it's against a loisa essay, but not a loisa seva essay. That's a Rebbeinu Hanami. That's what the Magen Avraham goes into. Magen Avraham goes into, that's what he talks about. That if you'd only have a loisa essay, then the essay of Shaifer would be daicha something. If you find me a loisa essay, you would be able to say. But since over here it goes with tchuya, it is called a loisa seva essay, even
quote. It only goes with tchuya because it's a...
No, it goes b'tchuyah because it's not b'idna. The reason you could say d'chuyah is because it's an esed rabbim. But it's not because it's not b'idna. If it was b'idna, then it's chutzah that you're right. Okay, so next week we'll have some gedalim.
The svar of esed d'chuyah rabbim is a svar, not a tzitzah klos.
Exactly.
How could it be, if
Seva
says always stronger than
I say, right.
How could it be a
Svara? Good, because you have to say from this sugya, they understood, the Esed Rabban is stronger than the Lab, you're right. That's the Hashem, all that's fair to say. Rabbein Tam says it is. Right. Oh, I see what's going on. Good job. A good job, love.
We will give you a call to discuss that. She's got this vision, my daughter.
Yeah,
what's up? I had a friend who was a chazan for shul, for Shoshana Yom Kippur, but he couldn't walk. So he hired a goy to drive him on Rosh Hashanah.